or the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. One of the world's busiest airports is fully operational, according to officials. CBS's Haley Ott is at Heathrow in London.
Flights in and out of Heathrow are resuming after a fire at an energy substation nearby knocked out power in the area and forced Europe's largest airport to close, which caused travel chaos for hundreds of thousands of people. Ripple effects of the disruption will still be felt for days. UK officials have said no foul play is suspected in the fire, though the investigation is being led by counterterrorism police. Concerns have been raised over the fact that one fire was able to shut down Europe's largest airport. And officials here say they will look at the protection and resilience in place for critical infrastructure.
Airlines have added flights out of Heathrow. Some federal employees who focus on countering terrorism in the U.S. have been fired. CBS News Homeland Security correspondent Nicole Skenga has that.
Within the Department of Homeland Security, a little-known office known as CP3, responsible for tens of millions of dollars for counterterrorism programming throughout the United States. Probationary workers were cut there. That workforce has been reduced by about a third.
The Trump administration says it will revoke the temporary status of 532,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans who arrived in the U.S. legally. More on that from CBS's Christian Benavides.
The Biden-era program, known as CHNV, allowed the immigrants to live in the U.S. through sponsorships by U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
In the next 30 days, their work permits and deportation protections will be lapsed and terminated by the Department of Homeland Security, which is warning that if these people do not voluntarily depart the country, they will be arrested and deported.
Officials had stopped processing applications for asylum and visas that might have allowed the migrants to remain in the U.S. longer. The administration has flown another group of migrants to the U.S. military base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where they'll await deportation. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya-Galvez reports.
Two U.S. officials tell us that there was one flight yesterday with 21 migrant detainees on board. We do not know their nationalities, but they will be held there until their home countries can accept their deportation. And we understand that more flights are supposed to happen in the next few days and in the coming weeks as well.
Ukrainian officials say Russian drones have struck Zaporizhia, killing 3 people and wounding 12. Last night's attack also set fire to residential buildings, cars, and infrastructures. Russia had agreed in principle to a limited ceasefire, but there's a dispute about what that deal covers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Nice start to the weekend. Bit of a different finish, though. Sunny skies today with a high near 33. Tonight, increasing clouds, a mix of rain and snow developing late, a low near 30. Rain and snow continues on Sunday. It will be breezy, changing to all rain in the afternoon, a high near 42. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will take a look at our NCAA basketball brackets after weekend number one. Also, the news of the weekend. Get you caught up. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. By the Open Season Sportsman's Expo next weekend, March 28th through the 30th at Kalahari Resort in the Dells. OpenSeasonSportsman'sExpo.com. And by Ducks Unlimited. If you'd like to help a DU chapter or start one in your area, visit volunteers.ducks.org. You can make a difference. I'm Dan Small. Today, we'll learn how to bring your trophy to the Dells Expo next weekend and get it scored and enter a competition. We'll hear about walleye action on the Wisconsin River and get some big news from Henry Repeating Arms. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm joins me from his home in Wisconsin Rapids. But Jeff, you won't be there long this week. It's kind of a another short stop for you.
Yeah, it is tournament time. We're headed down to Spring Valley, Illinois for the first event of the Masters Walleye Circuit season for 2025. We've got 93 boats that will send off on the Illinois River on Friday and Saturday, and we'll hand out some cash and some trophies, and that kind of kickstarts everything for the season.
Well, we got snow here on Wednesday, and I imagine you did as well.
Yeah, we did. We got about 4 to 5 inches of snow, heavy wet stuff. Of course, hard to move around, but got most of it cleared so that when I'm gone, the wife won't have any problems getting in and out of the driveway.
Yeah, good. Now, will that snow or whatever they got down in Spring Valley impact the fishing this weekend?
Probably not. I don't think they received enough snow or rain to raise the water levels too badly. And that's really the biggest thing that you'll see at Spring Valley is that, the Illinois River water levels can change, much like the Mississippi based on, runoff and things of that nature. But just not quite enough to make that significant. It sounds like, though, we're going to just miss a system that will dump a whole bunch of water in early next week. And so I think we're timing this out pretty well without having to worry about some flooding right now.
Yeah, well, that's good. And of course, a little rain or snow, and even quite a bit of snow, doesn't impact the fish, at least if you don't raise the water level, because as people say, they're wet already. And, it's just temperature changes and pressure changes that make a big difference.
Yeah, and they've seen some pretty wild swings lately. The nice thing is that river fish seem to be a little less bothered, especially when you're talking pre-spawn fish. They're there to do, one thing, and they're going to eat while they get the chance to. And so, I either way, there's going to be plenty of saugers caught, a few walleyes caught, and it'll be a good time.
And that is a sauger fishery down there primarily.
Yeah, it is a primarily sauger fishery. We are seeing a few more walleyes each and every year, but it really is mostly saugers. And we actually work with the Illinois DNR to bring those saugers into their fish hatchery. They take them all for us, and they use them for their sauger stocking program. And they have for about 20 years or so that they've been doing that with us each time we go to Spring Valley.
So you are actually doing the DNR and all the fishermen who fish that particular system a big favor by having this tournament.
Yeah, many generations of saugers that have been caught on the Illinois River were probably birthed through fish caught in an MWC event.
I'll be darned. Well, very good. Well, this was turkey tag, bonus turkey tag week. How did you guys do?
Yeah, so Robert, I've got a period A tag, he's got a period B tag, and then we both picked up period C tags for zone 3. And we'll probably pick up some later periods as well. It just kind of depends on what our schedule looks like. Period 3 is the only one where we really have a bunch of time. Mm-hmm. one of these weeks that I'm not on the road. So it was good to have both of us have a tag there. And, we talked about it last year about trying to double up on birds. It's kind of one of those dream type scenarios. But really, ultimately, we're still working on Robert getting his first bird. So whatever it takes to do that, that's what we're doing this year.
Yeah, well, you got the tags for it, so that should be fun. I'm looking forward to it as well. John and I and his friend Blake Gross up in Ashland applied for Zone 6 last period because of John's schedule, and we didn't get them. We didn't have preferences, and he has landowner preference, but he did not use that, of course, because that wouldn't work with three people in the group. But we didn't draw for last period, which is amazing, which means that there's a lot of interest in turkeys up there. Of course, you deer hunt up there, and you and I know there are, I see as many turkeys, probably more turkeys up there than anywhere in the state when I get around.
Yeah, it's incredible. I was just actually talking with another guy who lives in that area, and, you know, talking about turkeys, and, you know, he didn't even realize, he's pretty new to that Superior area. He didn't even realize that wasn't a natural turkey range, you know, back in the day. It's really just a changing landscape, and they found their way there and quite successfully.
Yep, they are doing very well. But we've got tags for later periods for some of the other zones, so I'll definitely be reporting on that when we get to that point. Well, I will be talking about musky fly fishing this Saturday. That's today for most folks who listen to this show on the radio. The musky school in Wanakee happens pretty much all day Saturday. And then next weekend, I'll be at the Kalahari in the Dells for the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. Look for me in the OHEC booth. That's the Outdoor Heritage Education Center booth, where we'll have raffles for a Hort hunting blind and a series of gun raffles. They have a wall of guns, so you buy a ticket for $20, and when they sell 100 tickets, they draw one, and the winner gets his or her choice of any gun that's shown there on the board, or $500 cash, and I'll be helping them sell tickets as well. And I'll also be talking about my Ballard's Black Island trip to Lake of the Woods for September, and I just learned this week that Ballard's has sold out all of their summer dates, and there's only one other opening in September besides my trip. So we are like the last to fill, and we've got some openings yet. We're limited to 20 people in all. So if you're interested, visit blackisland.com, pull down the trips tab, and look for my name. And I hope you can join me. Again, that's blackisland.com. Well, there were a couple of cougar kittens seen in the UP, and we'll talk more about that in the wrap of this week's show. But coming up, Wisconsin Buck and Bear Club Chairman Marlon Laidlaw invites us to bring deer and elk antlers and wolf and bear skulls to the Open Season Sportsman's Expo to enter them in the trophy competition. Henry Repeating Arms President Andrew Wickstrom tells us why his company is moving all their production to Wisconsin. And walleye action is heating up on the Wisconsin River despite this cold weather, and we'll hear about that from Botch Leonhardt of River's Edge Resort. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing Squirrel perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton.
As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, the Wisconsin River is open and spring fishing is underway, so we thought it would be time to get a report from Wisconsin Dells. And joining me now is Botch Leonhart. He's proprietor of River's Edge Resort in the Dells. Their website is riversedgeresort.com, and you can find them on Facebook with updates on everything going on there at River's Edge Dells. Botch, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're quite welcome. We haven't talked to you in a while, but before we started recording, you told me that folks are fishing and they're catching walleyes.
Well, you know, the river's open, and there's been quite a few people hitting the river. They've been doing pretty good. They've been getting a lot of small fish. Jig and minnow's probably been about the hottest, and they are hitting the shorelines towards evening with Rapalas. Fishing's been pretty decent, yes.
Okay, and your launch is open, I would presume.
Yep. Yep, and we have a real nice, a new one right next door to us over at the park there. So we do have two boat launches, so it doesn't take you an hour to launch a boat anymore. Now you can get in and get out on the water a little quicker. Oh, makes life easier.
Yeah, that is good. That's good. And, of course, this time of year, if we have cold weather, you got to watch the ice on the ramp itself. But otherwise, the ice is gone, right?
Yeah, the ice is all cleared out. And my nephew's down there every morning taking care of the boat launch. He's doing a good job at that. So.
Oh, good. And your bait shop is open, too, I presume.
Yep, the bait shop's open every day at 6 a.m., and we keep it open till about 8 at night.
And what have you got there for live bait?
We have some of the best large fatheads in the Midwest. We have our fatheads, jig and minnows, you know, pretty much everything you need. They're a full stock bait shop.
Okay.
And we also have the bar and grill right here, you know, so you can stop in and have a sandwich.
Yeah, when I'm in town, that's where I eat. In fact, I stay at your place. And we have our breakfast there before we go to the expos or wherever we're going. And dinners are great. I've always enjoyed your dinners. And I love the aquarium. I know kids especially love it. But fishermen like to see what's going on underwater, too.
They do, yes. They like checking that out.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And it's fun to see a bass and a school of shiners kind of coexisting until the bass gets hungry or something triggers them.
That's it. It's like the bass is at the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly. Well, before we get into what you've got going on, what is the size limit now and the bag limit for walleyes there?
Right now, it's three fish per person, and it's 15 to 20. You can keep 20 to 28, you throw back, or one over 28 trophy fish.
Okay, so 15 to 20 inches keepers, and that includes saugers as well, right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you see many saugers?
Oh, yeah. I see saugers every spring. Yeah, quite a few saugers.
Okay.
It's always the early part of the season. Right now, you start seeing quite a few more walleyes. Okay. But the colder the weather, the more saugers you see. So.
Boy, the last time I fished the lake and the river, we caught about half and half, I think. I fished in November one time and caught some nice saugers. And course, this time of year, they're all getting ready to spawn.
Yep.
So you have a midweek special. Tell us about that.
What we have is a midweek special, runs Sunday night through Thursday night. It's $62.50 based on double occupancy, $62.50 per person. And what you get for that is you get a motel room with either two double beds or one king. And there's also upgrades if you want to upgrade to a bigger room with a fireplace or anything like that. For the $62.50, based on double occupancy, you get a motel room with two doubles or a king, a 16-ounce T-bone dinner with all the fixings, coffee and donuts in the morning, and use of the boat launch.
Okay. Now, I haven't done the math, but that's quite a savings over if you were to do each of those things individually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually like getting a 16-ounce T-bone dinner for basically nothing.
Yeah,
okay. It works out pretty good for people. It's just a little way to save a little money. What we're trying to do is get more people during the week. You know, the weekends are busy. You know, there's people around. So it's nice to see if we can get people up here during the week.
Sure.
You know? My dad started this years ago because a lot of the firemen and policemen had off during the week.
Uh-huh.
So we'd promote to them. And then it took off fairly well. So we've been sticking with it. So
you kept it going all these years.
Some fellas just bring their wives up, you know, just to get away during the week. So.
Sure, absolutely. Well, then your fishing contest coming up in April. Tell us about that.
Yes, we always have a fishing tournament the last weekend in April. This year, it's the full weekend in April. It's the 25th, 26th, and 27th this year. It's a $10 entry fee. We pay 1 through 25 places. First, second, third, and last place get trophies. And then you also, you get door prizes, trophies, and you also get a chicken dinner at the end of the tournament on Sunday at noon. So you can't go wrong. $10 gets you into the tournament and a chicken dinner.
Yeah, and that's basically one of those is free, if you look at it that way. Yeah.
It's a fun tournament. It's not a big money tournament. It's a $10 entry fee. It's all fun. It's your one heaviest weighing walleye. You can only take one spot. So you knock yourself down or knock yourself up, you know, higher on the board. It's very fun, and anybody can win it. That's what's nice about it.
Yeah, and last place, what is that, the smallest walleye entered or what?
Well, you have to get knocked into last place, the 25th place.
Uh-huh.
So just say you get a 2-pound walleye, and somebody's got a 2.01, you get knocked down to last, and then you get last place.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty interesting. Keeps everybody on their toes.
I suppose, yeah. All right. You mentioned that you're busy on weekends. You have a lot of units there. Tell us what you have for lodging.
You know what? We have anything from motel rooms all the way up to something that'll sleep up to 16 people with a fireplace, two bathrooms, four bedrooms. We have a little bit of everything. We have motel rooms, kitchenettes. You know, that's a room with two double beds and a small
mm-hmm.
kitchen,
mm-hmm.
something with a fireplace. So we have a wide variety to choose from.
Yeah, you do. And I haven't added them all up, but there must be 30 or more units there altogether.
Yep, we have 33 units now.
33. Okay, well, I was pretty close.
Yep.
And Mark LaBarbera yep. and I are planning to stay there when the Open Season Sportsman's Expo is coming to town, which is the end of March. And we usually get a condo there, and we really appreciate that. And it's a great setup. And sometime I'll have to come back in the summer and enjoy it. I just haven't done that.
There you go. Yeah, we'll see you this March, won't we?
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, sure. Botch, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to tell us?
Not that I can think of, Dan.
All right. Well, we will see you soon, and I hope a lot of folks looking to fish the river and explore the Dells take a look at River's Edge Resort, because you're right on the river, and it's a great place to stay and fish and have fun. So thanks so much, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Botch Leonhardt. He is proprietor of River's Edge Resort. They're right on the river, as their name suggests, in Wisconsin Dells. Their website is riversedgeresort.com. You can find them on Facebook, where there's information on the things we talked about, including the midweek special and the fishing contest, on Facebook at Rivers Edge Dells. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, there's big news this week in the firearms industry. Henry Repeating Arms is moving all of their production to Wisconsin. And here to talk about that decision and its implications is Andrew Wickstrom. He is president of Henry Repeating Arms. And their motto, of course, is made in America or not made at all. And you can learn more on the web at henryusa.com. Andy, thanks for joining us and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Thank you for having me. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and it's great news, and we will get to that news in just a minute. But for folks who are not familiar with Henry Rifles, can you give us a brief history on the company and who was Benjamin Tyler Henry?
Sure. I mean, Benjamin Tyler Henry was the inventor of the 1860 model, the Henry Rifle. We, of course, are not affiliated with that 150-some-year-old company now. Henry Repeating Arms was started in 1996 by Anthony Imperato. He and his father have been in the gun business all their lives. Anthony is actually third generation. They started the company in 1996 in Brooklyn, New York. I was fortunate enough to meet them in 1998 as a supplier from Rice Lake. We made the first Golden Boy covers and receivers were made in Rice Lake, and that's how that product was born. Of course, along the way, there's been new products. The company in Rice Lake that was a supplier, the assets were purchased by Anthony and Henry Repeating Arms in 2006. And since, it's been quite an evolution. We first made just the same parts we were supplying as a supplier, and then we've been adding new parts in all the different things that we had already had experience in. That evolved. In 2013, we actually started assembling complete rifles in Rice Lake. And all new products since then have all been based out of the Rice Lake location. About 2.5 years ago now, we added a Ladysmith location, which would have been the third location at the time for Henry. The evolution of Henry, the next step was consolidating our New Jersey plant.
Uh-huh. Okay. Consolidation is an important reason, but why Wisconsin? Why the move here?
Well, along the way, Anthony had transferred basically the running operations of the company to me, and I lived there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We moved accounting there and all of our, I'm an engineer, moved all the other engineering functions of Henry to Rice Lake, and we've had a good experience. We've had a good team to start with. We're very passionate. We've been able to recruit great new family members of our Henry family, as we like to say. It's been good for us, and you know, it's not the usual thing that you don't, but I think we've proven you don't have to be in a big metropolis to be successful.
Yeah. Well, and what will it mean to the Rice Lake and Ladysmith area in terms of jobs and other economic impact to move all your production to there?
To be completely straight with you, this was the worst kept secret in the Rice Lake and Ladysmith plants that we've been installing equipment for months. We've been adding people since maybe mid-November. We still have a few positions to fill. But we're most of the way there in terms of capabilities in machining and assembly. And we're doing our best to ensure that there's no service level drop. We're able to keep shipping and keep all of our suppliers in supply of Henry products.
Okay. Well, it was no secret maybe in Rice Lake, but the word just got out this week, Monday and Tuesday. Now everybody's talking about it. I know you and Anthony and Dan have been on the news and radio interviews and in print and on the web and everything. It's a big deal, I think. And,
we're very proud. You know, I was happy to keep it as quiet as we did. You know, our employees did a great job, and we appreciate that. Just to, in all fairness, the rest of the team out in New Jersey, which had the opposite feeling that all of us in Wisconsin feel.
Yeah. Will some of them move to Wisconsin?
Yeah, we put it out there. And, you know, people have to analyze their family situations and where they grew up. And, and it's awful cold in Rice Lake in February, so it's not real popular either.
Well, and Bayonne, New Jersey is not the prettiest place to be in the winter either. Well, let's talk about your products. Why should a hunter want a lever-action rifle in the 21st century? Now, you make other guns, and we'll talk about that, but what's the appeal of a lever gun today?
When you say lever gun, I mean, everybody's grandpa my age had a lever gun, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
If you say lever gun to somebody who doesn't have a lever gun and they think of that, we don't make that gun. We make something way more precise, has improved safety features. And the lever actions we make are smooth as silk. They're beautiful. And we know what it takes to make a smooth and accurate and safe rifle. That's why we've been so successful. You know, why a lever action in general? You know, it's the quickest follow-up shot next to a semi-auto. Holding that lever action in your hand, and it's a cool feeling. And anybody who's been at the range with a lever action, you always get people looking like, wow, you got there?
Yep.
Oh, that's a Henry. Oh, okay. And it's America's rifle. It's a design that was invented here by America. We didn't have to adopt any German engineering to make a bolt action. It's part of our heritage, and we're taking that next step, also moving into more of a tactical version. You know, my sons are advising me on what's cool, so I can tell the engineers the younger people are looking for. And sometimes it's not beautiful walnut, and it might be a synthetic furniture, stock and forearm, or maybe it's threaded for a suppressor. Taking a hunting gun with a suppressor may not be a big advantage, but you know, a lot of people are plinking, and having the option to be quieter is quite attractive.
Yes, and suppressors are now easier to acquire, and I hear a lot of people talking about them. I guess they're kind of the new old thing, so to speak. And yes, you have that X model, I believe it's called, the newest one, right?
Yeah, the X model has been probably the most popular series, or more than wood. And we still are making as many as we can to this day. Our machines don't stop. And when you shoot a suppressed lever action with subsonic ammo, like a 38 special, and there's no action moving like you might hear with an AR who's clunking around, moving the lever after you shoot, it's just amazing how quiet it is. It's really neat.
Yeah. And now you make other firearms as well, handguns and turkey shotguns, among others.
Coming up on 2 years now since we launched our revolvers. They've been fairly successful. We're proud of that start. We're working on more options for the future, but we make that in 357 and 22 and 22 Magnum. And we make a single shot series that we offer, like you said, in a turkey option. We also, for people who live in a slug only area, we have rifled 12 gauge, 20 gauges. And we have every caliber we offer, plus a few more that we don't even offer in lever actions. That's the single shot category. We have our Homesteader, which is a 9mm. It uses a pistol mag. It comes with a proprietary Henry Magnum. We also have different magazine wells, so we can convert it over to Glock or SIG, M&P, Smith & Wesson's. That's a semi-auto 9mm pistol caliber carbine. And probably the newest model we've launched is RH23, the Henry Lever Action Supreme. It's the only new lever action design that I know of in more than 100 years. It was a start from scratch lever action. It's got an internal hammer, so you don't have the hammer hanging out the back. You actually have a hang safety instead of that hammer hanging out there. One of the features, it uses AR magazines. And we have that available in 223 and 300 Blackout. And we have more calibers coming on the way, more hunting calibers. But the other unique feature is it has a free-floated barrel, an adjustable trigger, ambidextrous safety, and that's all beautiful walnut. And that also is, both of those models are threaded to make them compatible with suppressors or brakes. And it's the smoothest thing you've ever felt. If you ever get a chance to pick one up, just move the lever, and it's totally unique, and we're very proud of that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting one in my hands just to feel what it's like, you know, because I'm familiar with the old, you mentioned, you know, everybody's grandpa had the old lever action 30-30 or 32 special. That was my uncle's gun.
Yep.
Well, we got to wrap this up here, but let's talk briefly about your charitable work, Guns for Great Causes, and a lot of recognition of veterans, among other things that you do. That's really a great thing that you do.
Yeah, the Guns for Great Causes program is a great program that we're very proud of. It reflects completely on our owner, Anthony Imperato, who has the biggest heart and gives so much back. Most of the time, we're talking about a child with an unfortunate disease or some condition, and we're able to sell completely small runs, and people, our customers and Henry consumers have been great to help us support those causes, and where all of the entire amount goes back to the person that it benefited. And like you said, the veterans programs, just a few years ago was our 25th anniversary.
We made 1,000 Golden Boys, sold them for $1,000, and donated the entire $1 million back to various programs. I was personally at the DFW National Convention and a few others like that, and Tunnels to Towers, and all kinds of different programs and things that are near and dear to many of us as outdoor enthusiasts, but all very closely handled by our owner, Anthony Imprado.
Yeah. He's done great things, both with your company and with his charitable efforts over the years. And an aside, he just the other day connected with me on LinkedIn, requested to connect. And I said, oh, okay, sure. I'll do that. Well, we got to let you go. But before we do, you offer a lifetime warranty. That's almost unheard of in the industry.
Yeah, it's something, all right. You know, I think there's one word that Anthony doesn't know. It's no. But no, it's great. It's what sets us apart from many other manufacturers. We're going to guarantee that you're happy with your purchase, and we're going to stand behind it. We, of course, repair, replace, whatever it takes to make the situation right. Check us out.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you so much, Andy, and good luck with the rest of the move. And we look forward to seeing the expanded production here in Wisconsin. You're already here, but I'd say welcome to Wisconsin to the rest of the production.
For sure. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Andrew Wickstrom. Andy is president of Henry Repeating Arms. Everything we talked about here, a lot of it anyway, you can find on their website at henryusa.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Squirrel perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Attention future hunters, hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Officials at London's huge Heathrow Airport say it's now fully operational after a nearby fire cut off electricity. CBS's Haley Ott is there.
Ripple effects of the disruption will still be felt for days. UK officials have said no foul play is suspected in the fire, though the investigation is being led by counterterrorism police.
Some employees of a Department of Homeland Security unit that worked to counter domestic terrorism have been fired. CBS's Nicole Skanga has that.
CP3 responsible for tens of millions of dollars for counterterrorism programming throughout the United States. That workforce has been reduced by about a third.
More than 500,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans who came to the U.S. legally will have their temporary status ended. CBS's Christian Benavides says they could be ordered to leave the country in a month.
In the next 30 days, their work permits and deportation protections will be lapsed.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Nice start to the weekend. Bit of a different finish, though. Sunny skies today with a high near 33. Tonight, increasing clouds, a mix of rain and snow developing late, a low near 30. Rain and snow continues on Sunday. It will be breezy, changing to all rain in the afternoon, a high near 42. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. Streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The gold ball is back home. Congratulations to our Assumption Lady Royals winning the Division 5 State Basketball Championship. A thank you to all the parents, administrators, fans, to the coaches, players, our board ops, announcers, and our amazing sponsors. Congratulations to the Assumption Lady Royals.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like frames. Because you found a classic 70s concert poster. But when you went to get it framed, you realized the frame will cost about four times the amount of the poster. Which is actually absurd, because no one will be looking at the frame, and if they are, then you severely overestimated how cool this poster is. But then you remember, by switching your home and auto to Progressive, you could save hundreds and put it towards a classic 70s concert poster in an absurdly overpriced frame. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo is coming to Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, March 28th through the 30th, and you can learn more at openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. And joining us now to talk about the trophy buck competition at the expo is Marlon Laidlaw. He is chairman of the Wisconsin Buck and Bear Club. Their website is wi-buck-bear.org, and they have a Facebook page, Wisconsin Buck and Bear Club. Well, Marlon, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Well, thanks, Dan. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's been a few years since we've talked on the radio. I did see you very recently at the Milwaukee Sports Show. And you folks will be at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo with a trophy deer contest again, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
We score deer, bear, elk, and wolves at this contest. And anybody that enters the contest this year, that means putting your deer in for display and picking up at 2 o'clock on Sunday or thereabouts, will have an opportunity to win a brand new Matthews Lift X bow if they are the lucky winner of the drawing. So not only can you enter your animal in our records, but you also have an opportunity to compete for this wonderful prize.
Yes, and the bow, that is a raffle, right?
Well, it's a drawing for anyone who enters their deer.
Okay.
Or elk or bear or wolf in the contest.
So any entry will put you in the drawing for that lift.
Yes, it has to be displayed for the weekend.
Okay. In other words, come in Friday or Saturday. You could even come in Sunday morning, I suppose, but you can't pick it up until...
Yeah, but it has to be very early because it's difficult to get everybody in place and scored if they have to score them and stuff. These can be pre-scored. It don't have to be one needing a score. You can enter a pre-scored animal and for the display as well. But generally, we recommend Saturday at the latest. It's kind of a busy time in the morning getting everything organized for that contest later in the day because we got to rate all of the animals in their categories to see who wins the trophies and stuff that goes along with being in a contest.
And there are quite a few categories, aren't there?
Yes. I believe there's probably in the neighborhood of 25 different awards, plus they have the Best of Show awards, which there are, I believe, four of those as well. Don't hold me to that because they might add to that number, but there is many opportunities to win. It goes by typical and non-typical, and it goes by how many points, like the 8, 9 point, maybe the 10 and above point, something like that. So there's a lot of opportunities to win a trophy there.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, how does it work?
When they come to the expo, they are asked to register the deer as they come in. Then you bring it to our booth. We will register your animal. If it's been already measured, then we just display it. Otherwise, we will take it and one of our certified scores will measure it. And it'll get hung out there, and if it qualifies for our record books, they will have a tag hanging on it, and it'll say, see this person. He will help you fill out the rest of the paperwork to get it entered into Wisconsin Trophy Records.
Okay.
And some people, in addition, would like to put it in Pope and Young or Boone and Crockett. Our people are qualified to do that as well.
Yeah, very good. Okay. If I don't want to enter the contest, can I just bring a skull or a rack or a mount to have it scored?
You can do that, and we will score it, and we will not display it. We'll put it on a table, and if you want to walk the show and come back later and collect it, you'll have a receipt. Just come back and say, I've got number so-and-so, and you show them the receipt, and they'll get your trophy, and you can leave.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be in the drawing for the bow if I...
No, yeah. Absolutely not. It has to be on display.
Okay, and you don't have to have a top-scoring trophy to enter it and get in that drawing, right?
Not every animal that comes and gets measured at the show will make the record book, but they're all in the contest if they leave them for display.
Yep, got it. Now, prizes for the winners, what are they?
They're trophies. I think they use plaques, which are actually more popular today than the old trophy that we used to have. Now they have a nice plaque that's laser engraved and it's very attractive.
And easier to display than a trophy.
Oh, yes.
You need a shelf or a mantle, yeah. Or in the case of some people, lots of space.
Yes. Okay. No kidding. I mean, some of those game rooms are pretty extravagant, aren't they, Dan?
Yeah, they are. I have a cousin who's got a very nice man cave with a bunch of a big deer in it, and, you know, good for him.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, I was aware of your deer and bear scoring, obviously Buck and Bear Club, but wolf scoring, I didn't know you were doing that, and that's a skull measurement, right?
Yeah. Bear and wolf have very similar two dimensions, width across the cheekbones and length from the top jaw at the teeth to the burr or the button on the back of the skull. There's a little protrusion out there, and you measure length and width, and you add the two together. There's no deductions. The wolf, we have no level that they have to be. So any wolf will qualify for our record book. As far as the bear goes, archery killed bear will be an 18-inch, and the gun killed bear will be a 19-inch minimum.
All right. So any wolf gets you into the book. That's good.
Any wolf, yeah. And any elk, a Wisconsin harvested elk, any elk will be in our record book.
Okay, and speaking of elk, you were telling me before we started recording, you're going to have a pretty special elk there on display this year.
If it doesn't turn into a huge blizzard, DJ Jolliffe, who shot a beautiful elk up by Black River Falls, the first elk taken in a hunt at Black River Falls, and he is going to bring that down and display it. And it's a big, heavy one. You know, it's one of those big, thick ones that we don't always see, even from out west.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Well, Marlon, we will look forward to seeing you there and seeing all these trophies that come in. It's one of the highlights of the show every year because not only are there big deer and now big elk and, of course, bears and wolves, but some special and unusual mounts as well.
Oh, yes. Well, you see some of the very, very spectacular-looking, non-typical animals, and of course some of those big, wide, tall, typical whitetails really impress me. I never get tired of looking at them.
You and a lot of other hunters as well.
Yeah, you bet.
Well, thank you so much. We will see you at the expo.
And thank you, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Marlon Laidlaw. He is the chairman of the Wisconsin Buck and Bear Club. We're talking about the trophy deer, bear, elk, and wolf competition at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. And that's coming to Kalahari Resort in the Dells, March 28th through the 30th. Website for that expo is openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. And if you want to learn more about the contest, there is a link there right on their website. And to learn more about the Wisconsin Buck and Bear Club, you can go to their Facebook page, Wisconsin Buck and Bear Club, or their website, wi-buck-bear.org. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing Squirrel perform live. Get your discount tickets at openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. Join them for their launch in the summer, April 9th through the 12th, with daily seminars and a broad fry on Saturday, April 12th, to benefit West Bend High School Fishing Club. Find details on their website. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. By the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 28th through the 30th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, openseasonsportsmansexpo.com, and by Ducks Unlimited. If you'd like to help a DU chapter or start one in your area, visit volunteers.ducks.org. You can make a difference.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you happen to live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. There is a paywall there, and essentially you are contributing to public television, but it's not that much for a year's membership. And if you're somebody who wants to watch old Outdoor Wisconsin shows, that's about the only way to do it. So, and you can watch my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special. You can do that free on YouTube on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV channel.
And the radio show you hear right now is online all the time. Go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page, and download it there. Or you can check out outdoornews.com/podcasts. Dan's on social media, Dan Small Outdoors. I'm there at Hardwater Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, did you hear about those two cougar kittens that I mentioned at the beginning of the show?
I did, yes. Yeah, they're pretty cute. I saw pictures. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, yeah. I guess a citizen just driving down the road in the UP where there is still a lot of snow, and they probably got some more snow this week, saw those kittens running down the highway, and they couldn't get over the snowbank. No sign of mom, but she's got to be around. They're not, unless she was hurt or injured and killed or something, you know, then they might have been abandoned. But I'm sure we'll hear more about them if they show up again.
I'm sure. The sighting of cougars in this area of Wisconsin and Michigan always incites some conversation.
Yeah. One of my friends, who shall go unnamed, said, "Oh boy, now something else to be afraid of in the woods." I'd be afraid of, if I were hiking alone on some trails with rock cliffs around me, because they tend to perch up there and jump on deer and whatever else they want to eat. But I have not heard of, well, there was a cougar who supposedly charged a bow hunter who shot it then, no wounding attacks by cougars. A friend of mine, Jeff Nania, wrote a very interesting novel that I probably talked about a couple of years ago when he published it. And cougars play a role in it. So if you want to find out more about that, Google his name, Jeff Nania, N-A-N-I-A. And I think the title of the book was Musky Run. Anyway, it's an interesting story. Well, I'll be hosting a trip to Ballard's Black Island Resort in September. That's on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods. We're going up there the 12th through the 16th. We can handle 20 people in all. And I just learned this week, as I mentioned earlier, that their summer dates are sold out. So you better get on this if you want to go. If you have any interest in going to Ballard's Black Island this year, I mean, the ice isn't even out yet, but they've sold out their summer dates. That's just amazing.
Awesome.
If you have any interest, the only way is to join me for that trip, and that's the 12th through the 16th. Go to blackisland.com, pull down the trips tab, and you'll find out all the information you need there. And next Saturday, Raised at Full Draw will present a turkey hunting seminar, the A to Z of turkey hunting, at the Outdoors Forever Conservation Club in Mauston. Seminar runs from 1 to 3 p.m. The cost is only $10, and it's for beginners, but veterans are invited, because I always learn something, and I've been hunting turkeys for more than 30 years, and veterans are encouraged to share their experience, too. So it's going to be an interesting round-robin conservation, or conversation, rather, about turkeys at the Outdoors Forever Conservation Club in Mauston. For details, visit raisedatfulldraw.com. And the DNR is inviting comments on the proposed duck hunting season zones for the next 5 years. Highlights for the proposed season structure include different options for duck zones and duck season splits. And this happens every 5 years, and this is happening right now. The DNR hosted a series of public meetings this week, but you can still submit comments on the DNR website before midnight on Sunday, March 30th. So check the DNR website for details. And the annual Conservation Congress meetings and Fish and Game Rules hearings will take place statewide on Monday, the 14th of April. We'll have more on that in another week or so. But to learn what issues you'll be voting on, visit the DNR website, keywords spring hearing, or pick up a copy of this week's issue of Wisconsin Outdoor News, because editor Dean Bortz discusses most of the major questions there. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next performance will be next Friday, March 28th, at the Harbor Table in Washburn. As I've said before, come for the show. It starts at 4. Stay for the fish fry. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, travel safely, and hope your tournament goes well.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, I hope so, too.
And folks, get outside this weekend, and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to the economics department chair at UW-Eau Claire about the hit Wisconsin's going to take in Donald Trump's trade war.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS News has obtained a Department of Homeland Security bulletin that warns domestic and foreign terrorists may be targeting the nation's energy infrastructure. Details on that from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The energy grid is a vulnerable and expansive U.S. critical infrastructure sector that is easy to target. There are a range of threats that are listed in this bulletin, including cyber criminals with ransomware attacks and state actors. But most notably, domestic violent extremists are the most prevalent physical threat actors targeting energy electrical substations. They're sharing tactics online.
A major university in New York City is bowing to demands from the Trump administration. More on that from CBS News New York reporter Derek Waller.
Columbia's interim president, Katrina Armstrong, issued a campus-wide letter